Hi friends, this is Sarah Thibodeau, and I'll be leading you through a Lectio Divina practice. I'll start us off with a prayer. So wherever you are, if you'll just close your eyes, begin to turn your focus inward. Jesus, we just mark these next few minutes as sacred, set-aside time with you. We just love and honor your word. We pray that you would speak to us through it. God, that as we read this text, that it would come alive in our hearts and our minds. That your word would speak to us what we need to hear from you today. I pray that you would open our hearts to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. So our meditation today is on Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. So in the Lectio Divina practice, traditionally, we go through four readings. And there's just a slightly different focus on each of these readings. So for the first time that I read this passage, we're just going to read it to hear what the word is saying. So not coming into it with any preconceived ideas or trying to assign meaning to it right away, but just reading to hear. My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life: to walk in wisdom and to discover discernment. Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. You will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. They give you living hope to guide you, and not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure. You will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you. Nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. For this second reading of the passage, we're going to read to meditate. So listen for a word or a phrase that speaks to you, and we'll take some time to meditate on that word or phrase. My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life: to walk in wisdom and to discover discernment. Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. You will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. They give you living hope to guide you, and not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure. You will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you, nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. In our third reading of this passage, we read to pray. So as we read this time, we begin to dialogue with God about this text. My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life: to walk in wisdom and to discover discernment. Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. You will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. They give you living hope to guide you, and not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure. You will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you. Nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. We'll spend the next minute or so just talking to God. What do you want to say to Him about these verses? And what is He saying to you? For our fourth and final reading, we read to contemplate. So it's been said that the first reading in Lectio Divina is like taking a bite. The second reading is when we begin to chew on it. The third reading is when we begin to savor the essence. And this fourth and final reading is when we digest it and make it part of the body. My child, never drift off course from these two goals for your life: to walk in wisdom and to discover discernment. Don't ever forget how they empower you, for they strengthen you inside and out and inspire you to do what's right. you will be energized and refreshed by the healing they bring. They give you living hope to guide you, and not one of life's tests will cause you to stumble. You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure. You will not be subject to terror, for it will not terrify you. Nor will the disrespectful be able to push you aside, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. We thank you that you are the word, alive and well, and speaking into each of our lives individually with exactly what we need. God, I thank you for the word that you've spoken to each of us. I pray, God, that that word would just root itself into our heart and into our life. Let it begin to grow and flourish and bring fruit in our life of you. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.